This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Violent rioting, arson, looting of businesses and public property, assaults on law enforcement officers and innocent people, and even the murder of a federal agent. Such senseless acts of anarchy are not exercises of First Amendment rights.
Please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If you were at one of those protests, I would assume that you were infected. Worry about your 55-year-old grandfather or your 62-year-old grandmother. They can die from this virus. And by the way, you could too, but that's a separate conversation.
None of what you just said to me makes any sense.
We are not restricting people's right to protest. There are obviously significant social issues, that are present, that people feel that they need to have a voice.
Oh, I see how it is.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
So you won't say to this committee whether or not you even read the document you signed that authorized spying on people associated with the Trump campaign?
I'll explain the process to you.
If you knew then what you know now, would you have signed the warrant application?
No, I would not.
How could you sign off on something with this number of misrepresentations that the FISA court later came back and said, this destroys our trust in the FBI? You signed off on it personally. How could this happen?
Unchained and unstoppable.
And their predicate for all of this is the Logan Act, which no one has ever been prosecuted under in the history of the Department of Justice. I guarantee you today, John Kerry is violating the Logan Act.
Can I get out of here, please?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. You know, this entire series of fiascos is really exposing a lot of people. And one of them who's being exposed more than somewhat is Governor Andrew Cuomo. Did you just hear that sound cut? Your 55-year-old grandmother or your 62-year-old grandfather, whatever he said, the age is what's important. Your chances of dying at the age of 55 or 62 are very small. Very, very small. Even if you're shipped into one of those nursing homes where Andrew Cuomo sent everybody. You got to be a lot older. You need underlying conditions. Does he not understand? He's ruined the economy of the Empire State of New York, just like Charlie Parker has ruined the economy of Massachusetts. And he doesn't seem to have the slightest understanding of what the threat of the disease is. But, of course, that's not the only thing he's clueless about. He's shocked at the mayhem going on in New York City. He's pretending that this is news to him, and he can't believe this is going on. In case you didn't hear the news overnight, two NYPD cops shot, one stabbed during cowardly attack in Brooklyn. And what happened was they were grappling with this guy in Flatbush, and he knifed one of the cops and grabbed his gun, and then he shot two of the other cops. He didn't injure them severely, but they shot him. And so now it turns out, according to the New York Post, authorities are investigating whether the stabbing of an NYPD cop was a terror-inspired assault by an immigrant from the Balkans. I'm thinking it's Muslim terrorist. I don't think it's a Serbian Christian who did this. Law enforcement sources told the Post on Saturday the suspect, whom sources identified as Dozdan Karnovic, posted anti-police writing on social media, sources said. So he comes here to the country as an immigrant, probably a refugee, meaning he was probably on welfare, and he immediately decides to become a anti-police activist and a terrorist.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes. Governor Andrew Cuomo called the attack intolerable. Maybe we should have thought twice about allowing him to come into the country if he has if he had these tendencies. Can someone say Sarnaev or any of the many others who have who've come here and become terrorists? Members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force arrived on the scene. That's federal and federal and local Thursday morning to this morning, while police took photos of ACAB graffiti, an acronym meaning all cops are bastards. Oh, that's nice. Celebrate diversity. Good. They come to the country and they want to assimilate and become a terrorist and stab and shoot police officers. I'm getting all a warm and cuddly feeling inside. Meanwhile, you heard last week about last weekend that there were two lawyers from New York City who were throwing Molotov cocktails at the police in Brooklyn. And the female lawyer who actually tossed the Molotov cocktail while her boyfriend or whoever was driving the getaway car. He was from Princeton, by the way. She was bailed out of jail. The female lawyer was bailed out, $250,000 bail, by a former high-level Obama administration intelligence official. This Obama woman, she's a woman, Salma Rizvi, served in the Defense Department, State Department, and she paid $250,000 bond for this woman, Uruj Rahman. Uruj Rahman is my best friend, and I am an associate at the law firm Ropes & Gray in Washington, D.C. I earn $255,000 a year. Ropes & Gray. It used to be a white shoe law firm. Seems to have taken a turn for, I don't know what it's taken a turn for. Rivzi, she's the one who provided the bail. She had a scholarship from the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, radical anti-Israel group, and was a fellow in a legal organization that supports boycotting Israel. And she also received scholarship funds from an organization that was founded by George Soros's brother. Gee, it's a small world, isn't it? It's a small, very small world. Authorities found additional incendiary devices in Ujra Rahman's car, and they let the guy, his name is Collinford Mantis, they let him go they released him on home detention with GPS monitoring devices. Oh, I guess he had to provide bail too. The prosecutors said that he has not demonstrated himself to be a rational person. You mean a guy went to Princeton and is throwing bombs at a police station, has not demonstrated himself to be a rational person? How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
And that said bomb throwers should not be released back out onto the streets amid continuing demonstrations. I would say that's a legitimate perspective to have. 844-500-4242. What is a white shoe law firm? That means they handle big corporate accounts and big money. It's not like it's not like Paul Newman in The Verdict, you know, just hanging around the Boston Municipal Court and picking up cases as they come in. It's big money. Big money. They have offices in skyscrapers, that kind of thing. That's what they used to be. Meanwhile, in another riot-related development, three Dreamers were among those arrested during weekend riots in Phoenix.
Everything free in America.
That's all you need to know about that. 844-500-4242. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Did anybody ever Google the background of this George Floyd guy? I wanted to say something first before we talk about the governor in there.
Yeah, George Floyd. Yeah, I mean, the Minneapolis Police Union was saying that he wasn't really a solid citizen, shall we say.
In 2009, he got 5 years for assault and robbery, and he's been all kinds of drug charges and everything. Mm-hmm. Really? And what are you giving him such a eulogy for? I'm not even watching it. It's a mockery.
Well, I mean, he shouldn't be dead, though. You know, I mean, if he did pass that counterfeit double sawbuck, he shouldn't be dead for that. That's not a capital crime. But, you know, again, this is what is now being used. Coronavirus didn't work, but there are elements of the society that that think they're going to benefit, or their political leaders or puppets, I should say, are going to benefit from this kind of discord in the United States. So this is the story that's going to be pushed a lot. Thanks for the call, Margaret. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Long Meadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. 404 says, Small Duvall's wife was a partner at Ropes and Gray. I'd forgotten about that. And let's see, 207 says, those two lawyers arrested are today's version of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. Well, I tell you, I don't know about the guy, but Bernadine Dorn, I found her, you know, somewhat attractive in the pictures of her in her weather days. I'm sure she's an old hag now. She's probably about 75. But she was good looking. Uruj Rahman, I just saw her mugshot today on Fox. Fox printed it, Fox News, and she looks like a dish rag. Ugh, not she is not Bernadine Dorn. 844-500-4242. The poll question. Unlike home security systems that are so complicated you never use them, SimpliSafe was designed to be easy while protecting your whole home 24/7. Head to SimpliSafeHowie.com and get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Why hasn't the FBI dismantled Antifa? Is it because it never occurred to them, or because they were too busy interfering in the 2016 election?
I'd been thinking that, but I saw those actual words printed in the on the American Thinker website today. I'm going to say they were, it could be either one, but I'm going to say they were just too busy interfering in the 2016 election. They were too busy trying to frame Republicans.
Yeah, it's probably a mix of both, considering the Boston bombing, but... They 90% say they were a little too preoccupied trying to take down Donald Trump.
Right. And I thought just now that we could have made a third category. It's too late now. We won't do it, but it could be professional courtesy. You know, they both kind of have the same goals, right? They want to take down, they're Democrats in one form or another. 844-500-4242. Time now for the cheap bastard deal. And
it's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh yeah,
sounds too good to be true.
Oh no, it's real and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, this is a familiar cheap bastard deal, but it's always great and it always does very well. It's the Nauset Beach Inn. The Nauset Beach Inn in Orleans, Massachusetts. It's right on the Cape Cod National Seashore. And with us is Dave Henchy. He runs the Nauset Beach Inn, and you are open for business, Dave. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to open up on Monday when the governor allows us to open up, of course. Right now, the only thing we had for business this morning, we had two beautiful white-tailed deer on the front lawn. looking at the beach, having some grass. You know, but it's a smashing day on Cape Cod today. I got to say, the water's sparkling. The surf is just very nice. A lot of people out on the beach down there. You know, it's right in front of us. We can see the beach. It's only 750 feet from the surf, the hotel, and it's up this beautiful hill. And we got this 4-acre grass lawn, you know, with all the Adirondack chairs and lounge chairs out there.
Customers. So you can use these gift certificates not this weekend, but any time after Monday.
Yeah, that's the idea. And actually, the gift certificates are priced for the summer season, Howard. So it's half-price rooms for the high season, which is unusual. This is the first time in over 20 years there's been rooms available in the summer.
For obvious reasons.
The COVID thing. Everybody took a major hit down here on reservations. They're coming back. The phone's ringing a lot, I have to say. But the... like I said, normally the summer is booked out by December, and there's not a room available. And this year
Once it gets hot, you got to figure you're going to be getting calls under any circumstances. So what we have here today are we have 25 gift certificates to the Nauset Beach Inn. The rooms are usually $259.99, but we're selling them for half price, $129.99, $130 instead of $260, basically. And so it's half price, and there's only 25 of them, so they're going to go very, very fast. And the rooms have been completely updated with two queen beds, 8-foot picture windows, fireplaces, refrigerator, microwave, coffee maker, everything you need. And you've got the great ocean view, the sound of the waves. You can relax, and it's a very affordable price. So they're not going to last long, are they, Dave?
No, they'll go very quickly. It's also, I want to make a mention of social separation. Again, we have this very, very large lawn overlooking the ocean up on the hill. And all the rooms enter out into the lawn. We put up mailboxes so people can self-check in and self-check out. And we're all ready to make sure that people can socially separate, which they can anyways. It's a spectacular spot. If you go to our website, NauthebeachInn.com, you'll see that very easily.
Someone wants to know if there's surf fishing right down at the end of the...
Oh, yeah, actually, people are pulling striped bass out on a regular basis, and we do have four barbecues on the property. You got to bring your own utensils for sanitation purposes, but people literally, they come out, they fillet the fish, and they cook the breakfast, actually, often. And there's actually people surfing out there right now. I'm looking right at it.
Wow.
It really looks lovely, to tell you the truth.
So you can bring your pet, that's extra, and you could bring extra people, that's a little extra too. But this is a good deal. This is $130 a night. You're not going to do any better than this. And so when can they use these gift certificates, Dave? When can they use them?
The gift certificates are available to use from June 18th and through the season. And if they can't get there this summer, of course we'll honor it next summer.
Okay, so you can use the gift certificate any time after June 18th. That's great. So Nauset Beach Inn, this is the cheap bastard deal. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Dave, thanks for being with us, and have a good day.
These coverings are the new normal.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 508 says, can I bring my dog to the Nauset Beach Inn? Yes, it costs extra, though, to bring your pet. But you can bring the pet, the hound. You can bring your personal gooner. Extra persons in the room are $35 per night. It's a hell of a deal, though. It really is. It's it's all gone. It's all gone. But if you it you know, it's again, it's a really nice place to go. So if you want to go to the Nauset Beach Inn, you can still make your reservations. I mean, again, the cheap bastard deal is gone, but you can call 508-255-2364. 508-255-2364, and the web address is NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com. It's the only lodgings on Cape Cod National Seashore. It's really, really a good take. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Howie, getting back to Cuomo's statement, it caught my eye, my ears immediately. I'm 65. My oldest grandchild is 7. He's talking presumably to millennials, claiming that their grandparents are 55 to 62 years old. Hello?
I know, but you know what? I mean, that's ridiculous on its face, Bill. But how about the fact that if he looks at the charts, your chances of dying at age 55 are practically nil unless you have a real bad underlying condition. I mean, he's promoting a false narrative there. And he's been dealing with this supposedly around the clock for 3 months. You would think he would know these numbers backwards and forwards, wouldn't you?
He just wants to spread the fear. Grandparents, 55. When I was 20, my grandmother was 75. That was quite unusual.
I know. Well, you know, de Blasio is a fool, too. Did you hear him today? He was announcing, we're going to start the phase one. We're going to start it on Monday. And with any luck, we can start phase two by July 1st. July 1st, phase two. He's making Massachusetts look like Georgia or Colorado or Florida. Good Lord, what the hell is he waiting for? You know? I mean, if anything, that would be a good poll question too. Who is more pathetic? De Blasio or Cuomo? That would have been a good poll. Write these down. Sometimes we have a tough time coming up with one, but you know, and then we've forgotten a good one. That's not a bad one. Thanks for the call, Bill. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. listen to this one too. Now here's another one. Another fool is Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania. He's the one that's got the little goatee, and you know, oh, he's a real hard nose. He wants to keep everything shut down. But of course, he was out with the protesters. You know, he says like a lot of them do. Well, you know, it's okay to protest the killing of George Floyd, but it's not okay to protest your business being shot down and you being put out of business. So, and he has the transgender health secretary Rachel Levine, formerly known as Richard Levine, and she's the one who took her 95-year-old mother out of the nursing home before they started putting the COVID-19 positive patients into the nursing home. Again, the level of cynicism here, it's either rampant stupidity like Cuomo or just cynicism like this Dr. Levine and Tom Wolf. So this is a this is Wolf explaining the difference between George Floyd protests and I'd like my business to get reopened. I'd like my kids to have a chance to go to high school graduation and maybe play some spring sports and go to a summer camp protests. Cut four.
Well, so we have, and the governor has always said that people have the right to protest and to demonstrate and the right of free speech. And so overall, we want large gatherings such as maybe a party or some type of concert or something to be under 250 people. But we are not restricting people's right to protest. There are all obviously significant social issues, that are present, that people feel that they need to have a voice. And so the governor is always supportive of that and is participating in that.
You know what? If I have a business, whether it's a restaurant or a gym or a driving range or anything else, and it's about to go out of business, you know what? I think that's a significant social issue. And I don't think it's up to Governor Wolf or Secretary Levine to decide what's a significant social issue and what isn't a significant social issue. And this whole thing, you can have a concert under 200. What do you call a concert under 250 people? A not very successful concert. Unless maybe it's the middle school marching band or something like that.
Howie, for some of us, that's a successful concert.
I'm not. Well, you work in a nightclub.
Yeah,
you know?
I got 250 people packed at Lucky's Lounge in Boston. That's a great day.
Yeah, but that's not what they're saying. That's not what he's. What I think of as a concert is like you bring in somebody into the town common on the 4th of July and you have a band or something like that.
That's what I mean
by a concert.
You don't have to worry about that because what's going to happen is there's going to be a spike because of all these protests, and then we're going to shift right back to everyone's got to stay in their homes, no one over 10 people. We have to go back to phase one.
No,
so
I think
it's so ridiculous.
Grace, Rush was saying this today, and I totally agree with him. It's going to be a lot tougher to shut down the country again. I mean, this gag is only going to work once. You know, again, I think even CNN now is beginning to say, you know, maybe we didn't need to lock down the entire country, to protect the 85-year-old people in nursing homes.
Howie, you know the expression, quarantine me once.
Yes, shame on you. Quarantine me
twice.
Shame on me. Right, right. Fool me once. Yeah, shame. Yeah.
Or as I like to say, exactly. You can't reuse the eject button on an F-18.
844-500-4242. Don't forget Fauci in the Cuomo de Blasio poll. De Blasio was screamed off stage today. They're starting. That's another indication that there's not going to be any more of these lockdowns. I mean, look what happened in Montgomery County last week. Remember we played that when they said they were going to reopen the barbershops and the hair salons, but you couldn't get a haircut, and the guy was heckled immediately. I mean, people have had it. We're going to have somebody on later today from another restaurant owner from the North End. I'll just give you that tease. I won't tell you what she's going to be talking about, but. This thing is starting to back. It is backfiring on him. I mean, the fact is,
again, these are Governor Hogan's recommendations. Personal services, hair salons, and barbershops open for hair only. No haircuts. No manicures. None of the no.
Yeah. See. That's the mark of a weasel when you say that it's somebody else's order. You know, I mean, these people were into it 3-4 weeks ago. They're not into it anymore, or at least the sane ones aren't. I don't know that they do any polling on it. But I think if you just walk down the street or go onto social media, you'll see that nobody's buying this anymore. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Howie, I don't know if you remember when Barack Obama was president, there was an erratic black woman driving her car in front of the White House with
yes.
her child in the back seat. And
I do remember that.
The Secret Service murdered her.
And they didn't murder. Bill, they didn't murder her. I think they shot her, but I don't think you could call it murder.
They didn't aim for the tires.
Okay, Bill, thanks for the call. I mean, you got to be more precise in your language, you know? I mean, just when you kill somebody, it's not necessarily a murder. Most likely, it's not a murder. I mean, a murder is something that's deliberate. You know, if this terrorist in Brooklyn dies, you can't say the NYPD murdered him. You know, he stabbed one of them and then shot two of them, and then they acted in self-defense. I mean, I suppose, a demagogue could say he was murdered, but no, not really. Let's see here. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, how are you, sir? First-time caller. I listen to you a lot. Really interesting show.
Thank you.
Give a shout-out to Grace. She's does well.
Thank you.
I don't know if you caught Tucker Carlson's show last night. I just caught part of it, but I caught the tail end of it. He was giving all the stats from
yes.
the Washington Post website about the number of blacks killed by police over the last 10 years, and it's gone down 75%. And
right.
He also said that I can't remember what the exact number was last year.
Nine.
There were 41 people shot by police officers
right.
that were unarmed. I'm not sure about my
numbers, nine of them.
But,
yeah, I did see it. I did see it actually, David. It was nine blacks that were killed by the police, and in some cases, you know, they were threatening the police. In one case, they killed a guy who was holed up in a house, and he said he had a gun, and it turned out he didn't have a gun, but he'd been involved with at least one shootout with the police in the past, so they had reason to believe, shall we say, that he might be armed, considering his track record, his MO. And so there were nine black people that were unarmed black people that were killed by police last year. 19 white people were killed by police. And the others were Hispanic, Asian, Native American, whatever. And so you're right. The number has gone down. I think as recently as 2015, 35 unarmed blacks were killed by police. Now and it was down. It was down three quarters in 4 years. So this is not what it's being portrayed at in the mainstream media. And again. This is not some statistics that are being put together by some right wing group. This is the very, very left wing an organ of the Democrat Party, Washington Post, that compiles these statistics. There's the Washington Post's own statistics show that there was another story by Heather McDonald. I think he had her on too, or somebody had Heather McDonald on from the City Journal. And she said that a cop is 18 times more likely to be shot or assaulted by a black person than by a white person. So, you know, and again, that doesn't, you know, nothing justifies what happened to George Floyd. But I'm just saying that those are statistics. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him late for dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
And I saw somebody standing in front of a church the other day which had been boarded up as a result of violence, held the Bible in his hand. I've been preaching since I was a little boy. I never seen anyone hold a Bible like that, but I'll leave that alone. But since he held the Bible, if he's watching us today, I would like him to open that Bible.
You know, as long as you're opening the Bible, Reverend Sharp, then why don't you, I think it's the New Testament, let he who was without sin cast the first stone. This is the guy who wrote about, talked about white interlopers on 125th Street in Harlem. And some guy went crazy and went up there and bombed Freddy's Fashion Mart and killed seven people. This is the guy who talked about white interlopers on 125th Street and Jewish diamond merchants. And Greek, I won't even use these words he used, but he's now, I wonder if Donald Trump, if he was watching that eulogy by Al Sharpton, if he was thinking, is it too late to stop payment on all those checks I wrote to Al Sharpton?
We cannot use Bibles as a prop. And for those that have agendas that are not about justice, this family will not let you use George as a prop.
Well, I guess there's an element of truth to that. The brother said that they don't think that George Floyd's death should be used as an excuse for looting and rioting. One of the texters says, nothing says credibility like an Al Sharpton eulogy. 844-500-4242. Incidentally, we're trying to get more people to go to our website, howiecarshow.com. And so we've got a couple of new postings today. One of them, Taylor, said that he thinks that Grace and I shouldn't have all the fun with writing the column. So he wrote a column today. Taylor, tell everybody what your column's about.
It's entitled Wake Up America, the Lockdown is Over, and I've just been enraged over the past week. Look, I understand the cause, I understand the marches, and I don't want to debate what the causes are. My only point of concern is, if people are allowed to go outside in large groups, why can't we reopen these businesses at full capacity? Opening up at 25% does not pay anybody anything.
And takeout drinks isn't going to solve the problem either.
No.
As Frank Mendoza pointed out last
exactly.
night.
It's a column, I think Frank Mendoza and many other people would enjoy. It's up at HowieCarShow.com.
And we've also put up some of the police reports from the riots from the Boston Police Department. I got them, and Grace put them up. It's pretty appalling reading, but I think you might learn something from reading those reports. HowieCarShow.com. I'm Howie Carr.